Hello, it's another Sunday, and although I promised you that the episode would be out next week in the previous episode itself, but it's been a month. I am late as usual, and I'm really sorry. I was stuck up with a number of things, but now you're listening to the Anonymous Psychologist on this episode of the Mental Health Podcast, and we are going to talk about dealing with offline negativity. In the previous episode, we talked about how do we deal with online negativity, so I thought it's about time we extend it to dealing with offline negativity as well. There are people in our daily lives who are either wounded or toxic in nature, and they might be a good person themselves, but their habits or qualities make you feel they are adding negativity or an additional burden to your life or trying to pull your progress back. Such people should be cut down, but practically it is not possible to do that for us, as most of the times these people are some of our close family members or even close friends. However, before proceeding, I would just give a short disclaimer that these are purely my experiences, and I'm going to speak whatever I do on the basis of my personal observations and experiences. They may or may not work for you, and it is you who gotta listen to this and, you know, make a judgment whether it's going to work for you or not. But I'm just going to put a perspective. One thing we need to understand while dealing with such people is that their perspectives might be right for themselves, but it is not necessary that they apply to you as well, since not all five fingers are same. Similarly, not everyone's experience about a certain incident would be same. For someone who fears change, for example, a transfer from work location might be something they may term as a disaster, as they would have to start everything from scratch, and due to their lack of confidence, it may make it difficult for them to adapt themselves according to the change. While for someone who loves change, a transfer from work location might just be what they want. It might be something that unlocks their growth potential. But now, if this person seeks advice from someone who had it as a disastrous experience, then it might lead them to second guess their decision and generate a self-doubt wherein they would fear and question themselves if this is what they really want. Hence, what may end up happening is the person may add their negative experience, which would lead you to take a decision on the basis of this negative bias. Sometimes offline negativity may not just be limited to this, but also other factors like an enemy in disguise of a friend, advising you to do something that would destroy things for you, or even a hater trying to fill you with so much negativity that it would shatter your confidence and lead you to make bad decisions. It might also be a boss that consistently lets you down with their comment or leaves you deprived of opportunity, or a teacher that never appreciates you, or your mother or father who is never satisfied with whatever you do. Whatever may be the case, the most appropriate way to deal with the self-doubt induced from this is to ask yourself a simple question: am I doing it right? And answer it with data instead of opinion. The data you could gather by asking yourself three simple questions. First, what's the opportunity here? Second, what's the threat here? And third, is the threat bigger than the opportunity? If the answer to third question is a yes, then you may have to ask yourself an additional question, whether it is worth taking this risk. If the answer to this is yes, then probably you are on the right track and you may not regret taking this decision. But if the answer to the risk question is no, then probably you may need to rethink your options. Coming to dealing with such negative people, it makes sense to set boundaries no matter whoever that person is. It makes sense to first assess that how would be their reaction if you call them out. If you believe that they may retaliate, then what it is for you to that which you can do to cut the interaction with them for a longer time. If they say something which you believe is disrespectful, then it makes sense to call it out and set healthy boundaries. It makes sense to tell them that you do not appreciate whatever they said. And in case this leads to further retaliation, then one may see if they can have a conversation with them and ask them how would they react if the roles exchanged. Such powerful questions help the way forward at colleges or workplaces or with friends and family. However, they may not work with people who have zero awareness or zero conscience for that matter. There is a different way to deal with such people, and it differs from person to person. The way to deal with such people is the aggressive form of reaction, which practically that is the only language they understand sometimes. The idea is to see the retaliation possibilities first and how you deal with them. And once you have that figured out or thought out, then it is more about setting the boundaries and standing up for yourself. The reaction on your side could be any depending upon the situation and what works best for you. One pro tip which might help you during work or while you do the most important tasks of your day, and that is to close all the channels of communication while you work. I usually put my Skype on Do Not Disturb and phone switched off whenever I am working on the most important things of the day. That way, I am at least able to push my mastery during the most important parts of the day. It may happen that you are addicted to devices and you aren't able to work or study without having your devices in front of you. Maybe try asking yourself one simple question if you are okay dividing your attention to devices and settle not working at your full potential. I believe offline negativity has various aspects. It has a smorgasbord of aspects, and we have just covered a few of them. And I would rather have a life coach or a counselor on board and discuss this topic at length as part of our Conversations with Mental Health Advocates series. But till then, I hope these insights were helpful. I am currently working on building a platform for our family, and I would reveal more details about it once we are close or complete 1000 plays on this episode and the previous episode. So don't forget to share and follow the_anonymous_psychologist on Instagram, and I will talk to you very soon. Cheers.